ॐ ज्ञानवरन्द्रश्चारिणाशलाकाय चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. We were born in the darkness of ignorance, and our spiritual master is opening our hearts with the torch of knowledge. And therefore, we offer our most humble and respectful obeisances and lead us to the Lord's feet. I have a question for such an anonymous homily, and that is, what is 857 or 907?
It's when the dusk is.
According to my computer, it was 8:24. Oh, I see. That's when sunset first begins, when the sun sets. So I will not dispute it. But if you see me leave at 8:24 in the morning, I was very, very moved by the transcendental and Krishna conscious message which His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj just delivered. Because not only did it inform us of the pastime and the nature of Lord Nishinadev, but it also encouraged us to take on the responsibility of allowing the Lord to enter the heart. And He has such a gentle way of presenting things, which makes it very difficult for me to follow, because mine is not so gentle. Mine is more, a little more boisterous, I can say the word.
Sweet.
But we have, I'd like to bring up the incident of the conception of Hiranyakashipu and his devoted brother Hiranyaksha. And we know that in spiritual life there are many obstacles, as Maharaj was tending to describe, and that the Lord, is the remover of these obstacles. And in the case of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha's birth, it was due to inattention to spiritual practices. So we as devotees, in order for us to make, as Maharaj would say, space or accommodation for the Lord to enter into the heart, then we can't be inattentive to the instructions and regulations of Krishna consciousness. And in order for the heart to open, or in order for us to allow the heart to open, it all begins with two things that I was thinking of today, although I didn't know I was giving class until I walked through the door. And that is that these two things I was thinking of was that we have to prepare ourselves in such a way that the Lord will desire to enter. It's not that we can force the Lord to enter. There is a statement by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that states that one should not try to see Krishna in one way, in one sense, but in another, he should act in such a way that Krishna will want to see him. So as I was thinking today, that we have an opportunity to engage in the devotional service of the Lord in a very special way, especially in this age of Kali Yuga, that it is an ocean of faults. The nature of this world is that it is set up in such a way that we are to forget Krishna. It was built that way by Krishna, in a sense, creating the material energy for those living entities who we've heard is due to envy or due to different circumstances leave the material world and have to enter into the spiritual world and have to enter into the material world with a desire to not associate with Krishna or to remember him is facilitated. Each day, recently, myself and Giriraj Swami have been driving to get some medical care. And as we drive down the road, material nature literally bombards you with the idea that we are this material body, and that if we just make an adjustment in some way or another, then we'll be happy. But this doesn't work. Real happiness comes as described in the Bhagavad Gita, that if the intelligence isn't fixed, then the senses cannot be controlled. And if the senses are not controlled, then one cannot be peaceful. And if one is not peaceful in heart, then he can't be happy, because he'll always be hankering for something more. So we have this birth of Hiranyakashipu, and we all know the meaning to his name. Haranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bed. So these are the goals of the materialistic mentality that people possess. To gain some material prosperity and to enjoy. Hiranyakashipu had a unbelievable desire to enjoy and to control. These two things I've mentioned many times are in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, where Prabhupada says that the living entity has to learn to give up these two propensities. The propensity to try to be the enjoyer, and the propensity to try to be the controller. And we see in the case of Hiranyakashipu that he tried to enjoy so much, but he was dissatisfied. He had every facility far beyond what we can imagine materially to enjoy with. But he wasn't satisfied. And he performed a type of austerity. And if I remember, Srila Prabhupada says that it is practically an impossible type of austerity that he performed for any personality. I think he stood on the tip of his toes for 10,000 years, and he was devoured by insects, and only his bones were existing. And he kept his life air moving within the bones, to the point where heat emanated from his, what is the top chakra?
Brahmarudra.
And it was disturbing the whole universe. So Lord Brahma came, and Lord Brahma says, immediately touched him
and gave him a new body.
And he said, "You're causing a disturbance. What do you want?" And Lord Brahma was asked by Hiranyakashipu, "I want immortality." And Lord Brahma said, "Well, I live for 311 trillion, 40 billion years, but I still have to give up this body. So I can't give you that." So we know the story. I'll go through it a little bit. So Hiranyakashipu, as a materialist, think they can use their intelligence to overcome all the problems of the world, material intelligence. But we understand that it is not a material problem, it's a spiritual problem. Therefore, we have to use our spiritual intelligence. Therefore, like when you read in the end of the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one, by deliberate Krishna consciousness, deliberate, because that senses are above the gross matter, and mind is above the senses, The intelligence is above the mind, and the soul is above the intelligence. And so, by intentional Krishna consciousness, one should understand himself to be different than that. And that will literally solve the problems. But Hiranyakashipu decided to make concessions or get concessions that he wouldn't be killed in the day or night, which is right when the sun goes down. 8:24. And he wouldn't be killed inside or outside of any residence. He wouldn't be killed by any man or beast. He wouldn't be killed by any weapon. He wouldn't be killed in so many ways. But he didn't know who he was dealing with. He thought he had superior intelligence. We've seen that so many times as we preach Krishna consciousness, or the new word, teach Krishna consciousness. So Lord Krishna, in the form of Narasimha, made an arrangement so that Hiranyakashipu would not be killed in the day or night. He would be killed at 8:20, right after 8:24. And he wouldn't be killed inside or outside. He'd be killed right at the beginning of the door, and half in and half out. And he wouldn't be killed by any man or beast, but he'd be killed by a man-beast. If you could call Mishinadev that, I hope that wasn't offensive. Half man, half lion. And he wasn't killed by any weapon. He was killed by the Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam Rabuta Shingam Dalita Aranyakashi. He's killed by the fingers of the Arga Shingadev. And he wasn't killed in the land or the air. He was killed on the lap. The Supreme Lord, as we saw during the Abhishek, and so many others. So we can't outsmart God. Just like Maharaj was explaining that their heart is the residence, is meant to be the residence. Well, it is the residence of the Lord. But for him to manifest his presence there, we have to make it a place where, or have it the conditions such that he'll reveal it. And in order to do that, we have to cleanse the heart. Therefore, as Maharaj was saying, basically quoting Lord Chaitanya, Chaitodarpana Marjanam Bhavam Aharapanam, that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one cleanses the heart of all the anarthas. And we, as Maharaj said, cannot imagine the anarthas that are in the heart. I remember one time, one devotee friend of mine, I'll leave his name out, innocent, was saying that as soon as you are facing a big, hairy tapasya, and you work and work and work,
and you finally figure the way out through your spiritual intelligence, how to deal with that big, hairy anartha, and you work your way through, and you go, and you open your eyes, and there's another big, hairy tadashi. This is the nature of the world, one after the other. So, we cleanse the heart through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. We cleanse the heart by hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like we are doing today. I feel completely transcendental just hearing Satyananda Maharaj's descriptions. So much so that so much so that we should, I'll back up. There are ways in which one can advance in spiritual life. And spiritual life is judged or measured by one's faith in Krishna. And one's faith in Krishna is enhanced by the association of devotees who have great faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, by that association tonight, not to just embarrass Maharaj, but to thank him for his wonderful enlightenment, and all the devotees, as he said, who take the effort to come and partake in the auspicious. That's not the right word. It's beyond auspicious. It's transcendental. It is, if we consider the holy name to be auspicious ritualistic activities, then we're namaparad. So it is beyond auspicious, it is transcendental. In other words, it cleanses everything. So I was thinking how much, looking through the room, when I opened my eyes, seeing so many devotees, and seeing so much opportunity to serve devotees, because it's by the service of the Vaishnavas and the service of the Lord, who is pleased by the service of the Vaishnavas, that we get the mercy of the Lord. And by that mercy, the Lord reveals himself within the heart. I'm just thinking, I'm trying to see him. I know he's there. Now, if I'll tell one story about Lord Nishina Dave's saving me. But I wish there were no cameras and tape recorders, but I'll do it anyway. Because I was in a communist country. We were in a communist country. I'm not going to mention any names, so it's okay. And normally we would have 10 people gather. And we were told that this is a special place, we can have 40 or 50 or 60. And I had doubts. But I went along with it. And after 15 minutes of kirtan, on the door. And it was the police. And the first thing they said is, where's the Americans? We were hiding in the closet. They found us. They interviewed us 5 hours. And then they showed me the interview written in their language. And then they said, do you want me to explain what this says? And I told the man, you could tell me anything other than what's there, and I wouldn't know the difference. You could say it says this, this, and this, but it could actually say that, that, and that, and I wouldn't know the difference. So he said, can you please sign this confession? I said, yes. And I signed my name. But for 5.5 hours, I was humming. Even if you have a little desire to give Krishna to somebody, Lord Nishringadeva, remove the obstacle that you love. Lord Nishringadeva, yeah.